With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Well, hello and welcome to this brand new episode of EvoStick Extra, available on Audio Boom, or on iTunes, or on Whitby Town Radio, or of course on FCUM Radio. I'm Ben, and coming up over the next half an hour to 45 minutes, we'll be bringing you all the joy that you could expect from a podcast dedicated to the EvoStick Northern Premier League. And to help us do that, we're going to be joined very shortly to review last weekend's fixtures with the beautiful James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group. And later on in the show, we'll be previewing this weekend's fixtures with Whitby Town Radio's very own Andrew Snaith. But before all of that, it's over to Ben with this week's news. Over to you, Ben. Thanks, Ben. And we start the news this week with the news, funnily enough, that promotion-hunting Ashton United are slashing prices at the turnstile for their rearranged clash with Witton Albion in the Northern Premier League's top flight in a few weeks' time. The Premier Division clubs are set to meet on Tuesday the 21st of April at Hurst Cross after Saturday's monsoon conditions saw the original scheduled fixture abandoned soon after the hour mark, after the pitch was declared as waterlogged. Despite being under no obligation to cut admission prices which cover their matchday costs, the Robins board announced on Monday that they believe it is the right thing to do after fans from both sides missed out on a whole match. In a statement confirming ticket prices for the 7:45pm kickoff, it was confirmed that tickets would be reduced to £5 for adults and to £3 for children. The club also backed the decision of match officials at the weekend to call the game off after their pitch was originally passed as fit to play. In other news, NPL sides Matlock Town and Belper Town have helped raise more than £1,000 to support the fundraising efforts of Team Earner, the charity set up by friends and family of former Chesterfield striker Ernie Moss, who went on to manage both clubs. The NPL clubs teamed up to stage a charity match in the sunshine at the Auto World Arena, raising £1,050 in aid of Dementia UK and Ashgate Hospital, following Ernie Moss's diagnosis with Pick's disease, a rare form of dementia, in October 2014. Nikki Truman, Ernie's daughter, who organised the event, which included a raffle, tombola and a bouncy castle for younger fans, reckons she was left shattered, but over the moon, after the response from the fans, players and officials at both clubs. In other news, Grantham Town are hosting an Easter egg hunt for fans of all ages on Bank Holiday Monday before kicking off against local rivals Stamford AFC. The event, which includes refreshments, a raffle and a special lunch deal, gets underway at the Mears at 11:30am with guaranteed eggs for every child. Organisers are charging £1.50 per child, with parents going free. All competitors will also be offered free entry into the ground for the Easter Derby, which kicks off at 3 o'clock. And lastly for me, former EvoStick NPL champions North Ferriby United wrote a new chapter to one of football's fairy tale stories on Sunday when they beat Wrexham on penalties at Wembley to lift the FA Trophy for the first time in their history. And on behalf of everyone here at the EvoStick NPL show, we'd like to offer our congratulations to everyone involved at North Ferriby United. And with that, Ben, it's back over to you. Thanks, Ben, there for the news, but it's now time to look to on the pitch, back in the actual Northern Premier League. Enough about all these former sides who win trophies at big stadiums. Anyway, James Hayes from the EvoStick NPL Facebook group is here to talk about the current members of the NPL Premier Division. And James, how do you think it's all going at this moment in time? Isn't it exciting with all these postponements for waterlogged pitches? Isn't it exciting? It's like January. just to say, some of the pictures we've seen of pictures, let's talk about Ashton's, for example, last week. Definitely a postponement. Postponement, I would suggest. But there are matches, there have been matches which have taken place. In fact, the 99% of all the matches have taken place. So we might as well go through them all now. Are you ready? You're sitting comfortably? Yeah.
Yes, I am. Don't worry about that.
Then let's begin. And let's begin with the title challenges. And Ilkeston playing Skelmersdale United on Saturday. Maybe game of the day, perhaps. Ilkeston winning 2-0 in front of 479 supporters. Ilkeston well and truly in the title hunt, as we've always said, but that surely has put into bed Skelmersdale United in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think, obviously, Skelmersdale, I think that's putting a nail in the coffin for the playoff race now. You've literally only got one other club that can catch it, especially with results this week. And even then, they need a bit of a miracle. So I think we've got our top five now, personally.
Right.
And then it just depends on what order they finish in. And I reckon, obviously, last week, I think FC have won the league. So it's the four playoff teams, I think, are going to be the four playoff teams now.
We mentioned Ilkeston now. Let's just mention one of the other title contenders, Workington. Workington have had a mixed week. They played Buxton on Saturday. And Matt Joyce was predicting a Workington romp. And Workington got beat by Buxton 2-1 in front of 574 supporters. And then midweek, Workington and Ilkeston got together for the game of the week, and Workington won. So a mixed bag for both Workington and Ilkeston this past week.
Yeah, I mean, but Workington, that's a big result for them, especially on a Tuesday night travelling, and the pretty awful weather as well. I mean, obviously you'd expect Workington to be able to withstand playing on that pitch. But I know Workington beat Ilkeston 2-0, but even then it's good result. I think good result for Workington. Ilkeston, I think it was on damage limitation. Again, with FC United play on Wednesday night, might have put a bit of pressure on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Workington can see that as a better week for them overall, especially, you know, okay, they lost 2-1 to Buxton, but Buxton weren't exactly a million miles away off the playoffs.
One of the other title contenders is Ashton United, and obviously the Saturday's match was rightly called off. I think they said waterlogged pitch. Bit of an understatement, to be fair. But midweek, the another potential for game of the week. Blythe Spartans away for Ashton United. 470 fans up there at Croft Park. Blythe Spartans 1, Ashton United 1. What does that mean?
I think that's the last couple of weeks have cost Blythe more than anything. They've lost games in hand now, and they've not made the most out of it. You look at the table at the moment. They've only got one or two games in hand against other teams. Even then, most of them in the playoffs are on equal games now. They've got to make up 6 points. Where are they going to make them 6 points up from now and try and keep up the pressure? I mean, obviously, situation at Skelmersdale and Babel. You could finish in sixth place, obviously. Blythe out of it, personally.
It's been a good week, if you consider what's happened with Blythe and with Skelmersdale for Curzon Ashton. And Matlock Town hosted Curzon Ashton on Saturday, and it was a romp for Curzon, winning 3-0. Curzon, now we reckon, well, you've already said it, they're in the playoffs, according to that's the views of James Hayes, just to say. On the fringes still, we mentioned Buxton, there's Barwell. Barwell went up to Whitby and won 1-0 on Saturday. So Barwell still there or thereabouts, but it's becoming increasingly more difficult, isn't it? Especially given how many games they played.
Yeah. The only team that can really break into the top five now is Barwell.
Other matches, let's head down to the bottom end of the table now. And Nantwich Town had a proper... was this a game you described as a 25-pointer? Or is it Marine against Stamford? Yeah. It might have been Marine against Stamford. Yeah, but anyway, Nantwich Town 2, Belper Town 1 for Nantwich Town. A good result, that one, and a result which they needed. Now, let's go to this six-pointer, because this is significant, this one. Marine 2, Stamford 0, in front of 369 people at the Arriva. That's a big, big result for Marine. And we were hinting last week with Andrew Simpson, Marine's got a good chance here if they string some results together.
Yeah, they're starting to pick up the form now, and I think this is where they need it.
It's remarkable, isn't it?
They've still got the Aegean and Cup to decide everything yet.
Yeah.
But obviously, you've got to look Marines, but they've started. I know they've thrown a little bit of money at it recently.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's paying off a little bit. But I don't want it to see it affect them next season as well. Because again, going through, I'm starting to try overachieving on the achievers list, and Marine have definitely been the team that I've disappointed a lot this year with the potential they had, especially from last year.
They've got to go for it, though, haven't they? They've got to go for it, haven't they?
They've got to go for it any time, especially if you've still got any chance. I mean, obviously, the Nantwich result finally put what everyone knew and relegated Belper this week as well. So, but again, looking at that bottom end of the table as well, looking at like the forms and whatnot, Marina's still kicking and screaming to get out there.
I think after doing this show, weekly. Yeah, it's been very noticeable the change in fortune at Marine. They've been down and out since November. Everyone's been predicting to get relegated, and all of a sudden, in the last month or so, they've just turned it around. That said, we mentioned Stamford there. Frickley Athletic, they had a match over the weekend at Rushall. On paper, very tricky. And we mentioned, I think Andrew Simpson mentioned that Gavin Allett wasn't scoring. Frickley Athletic, when they get free penalties, you can bet Gavin Allett's going to get a hat-trick. And they got free penalties and beat Rushall by 3-1. A big result, that, for Frickley Athletic. Elsewhere in that relegation battle, we mentioned Nantwich, we mentioned Matlock. Who else have we got? Shall we throw Whitby in now? Should we throw Whitby in now?
Why not?
Let's throw Whitby in now. Now, obviously, we just mentioned the Barwell result earlier. Whitby Town 0, Barwell 1. And let's combine the two things now. Relegation and title deciders. Now, there's a couple of people who said last night is the night where FC United won the league. What's your thoughts?
I think they won it 2 weeks ago, personally. All we're waiting for is for Carol Vorderman just to confirm it realistically at this moment in time. And then last night as well, listening to the game on Whitby Town Radio.
Oh, boo! Boo!
That's your 45 minutes to eat up both ears, but listening to the game, you could tell FC United, they nobody can't slip up now. They've seen it happen to other teams over the last couple of seasons in all divisions. And they're proving it there. This is the season FC. They're going to be starting the new life in the new ground next year in the Conference North. There's no way about it. Two games in hand as well now.
Other matches of note on Saturday. Hillsborough in Town 1, Trafford 1, Grantham 0, Ramsbottom United 1. A big result that for Ramsbottom United in their chances of staying up. And just to go to midweek, all of a sudden, congratulations to Belper Town. Belper Town 2, Hales Owen Town 1. What do you think of that one then, James?
Well, like I said, everyone knows how that Belper were relegated last weekend. I think that's a bit more pressure off the players from there. Again, they knew they were down, but I think now they can't improve matters. The only thing they can really do is try and catch up to Trafford and obviously avoid last place. So, if they can finish second bottom, I think that can be seen as a victory for the players they've got at the moment in time, just to settle nerves again next season. I think they've increased the budget and there's a few more people coming in. Financially wise, they've got that great opportunity to come back up, especially if they keep John Froggatt, who seems to love the Division 1 South as well. So naturally, it's hard to see with Belper, but you can see him kicking and screaming just to try and stay there. And with Hales Owen again, you never know what's going to happen with the AGM Cup next month. So
more news on that next month. And the last match we've not covered yet, and there's a reason for that. Rushall Olympic 0, Grantham Town 0. Right.
Over that, quick look at the first division again. It's getting really close with Salford and Darlington at the moment. That's going to go right to the wire. And Spennymoor's starting to sneak back into that one. And in Division 1 South, I think Micklover have pretty much sealed that now. And they could get a double with the MPL Academy if they win this week.
Thank you, James. And James is the, as listeners might be aware, is the booking agent for the NPL show, the EvoStick NPL show, which happens. The next one is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the Magnet in Stockport. James, you messaged last night, how big do we need to make the table?
Pretty big, actually, to be honest. I've read other tweets about what's happening there this month. So, obviously, I think we've got most of the regulars coming down. I'm trying to get one or two guests to come if they're available. So, you never know. Hopefully, try and get a few of the Southerners to try and travel. But I can't. Obviously, it's the South.
Yeah, don't worry. I've got that covered, I think. Right. James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group. Would you like to give a plug for the Facebook group just before you go?
Yep, facebook.com/groups/the NPL or on Twitter @the NPL. And if Gary is listening, if he comes sees me on Monday, I'll give him a great shake and I'll buy him pints all day.
If Gary's listening, Gary who, sorry?
Gary Neville.
If Gary Neville's listening, this is what presenting's like, Right. Thank you. Thank you, James Hayes, from the MPL Facebook group. And you have a lovely week, and we'll see you on Wednesday. Thank you to James Hayes there from the MPL Facebook group. And we should say, apologies for the line quality. The next Evo Stick Extra, we're going to send him to a bus station somewhere in Greater Manchester where the Wi-Fi is much, much better. But we're now joined by the magic of modern technology. We're going to travel to the east coast of the UK, outside of Greater Manchester, if there's such a thing, to Whitby Town Radio's very own Andrew Snaith. Hello, Andy. Okay.
All right, Ben. Yeah, not too bad at all. Yourself?
I'm not too bad. I'm starting to wonder whether it's my Wi-Fi that might be a bit ropey. Oh, no, that's a bit dangerous, isn't it? So we're recording this on Thursday night. It's roughly 24 hours since we first shook hands last night at the Turnbull Ground.
Yes.
Have you had time to firstly warm up and secondly get over it?
Oh, I was so over it already. It's always good to approach a game expecting the worst, I find,
yes,
in football, and you're never disappointed. I think the Whitby fans would have not expected anything out of Wednesday game, and so what's the case? FC United march into what looks like a pretty unstoppable title challenge. I know you won't confirm that, Ben, but deep down. It was a very, very one-sided game. I didn't actually think we played that badly.
I didn't think you did. We said at half-time, well, FC Radio said at half-time that 3-0 was flattering to FC. Well, one pundit said that, and everyone else just looked at him a bit strangely. But the point is, someone did think that on FC Radio.
There you go.
just to say, with your plight at the moment, 17th in the league, is it looking increasingly like you'll be all right, or are you a bit worried?
We're still worried. And we've got three other teams around us to play in the next three games, actually. Witten on Saturday, who are all of one point ahead of us, and now we're in the same amount of games as well, of course. So FC was our game in hand, oh, mm-hmm, goody. That's followed by a swift return game on Monday. Frickley Athletic, it is on Easter
Monday. Right,
so
big week for Whitby.
2 days later, so. It is as well, yeah. Of course, only fifth bottom as well, so within 3 points of us. And then the following Saturday, we're at Stamford. I don't think even the consolation of a nice, bright new stadium is going to would lift us if things went awry down there. So, very, very big week for Whitby Town.
So it's Easter bank holiday, and that means there's two sets of fixtures to get through, but I'm not going to go through the full list. We're going to focus on Saturday, if that's okay with you, and maybe throw in a couple of fixtures elsewhere of note. But we'll start in alphabetical order. Barwell against Matlock Town. Barwell with an outside chance of the playoffs, but increasingly looking unlikely. Matlock Town may be looking over their shoulder as well. For relegation, what do you think?
Indeed, well, this what travesty occurred last week against Bower. We'll certainly be wishing them well this weekend with how things are going for Whitby. Strong at the back, always physical, and not taking any prisoners. Ball was spent as much time on the cricket field adjoining the pitch as he did the football last week. They scored a nice wind-assisted corner inside the far post as well.
I love a good wind assisted corner.
I love it when we score.
Yeah. There's nothing else to say about that Barwell versus Matlock game. I think Belper, who have now got relegated officially, I believe, they're hosting Grantham Town in a match which many describing as.
good to have that sound back on the show.
Yep.
indeed. I think Grantham, having seen them a few weeks back, they might just be very nervously just sort of keeping an eye on things around them, because we talked about how many points it would take for a team to be safe. Well, I mean, fourth bottom are 43 now,
yeah,
and five games left at Stamford. I mean, 52, are they safe? I don't know.
They
weren't particularly inspiring last time we went.
No, I mean, look at what happened with Hales Owen midweek when they went to Belper. I mean, it's not necessarily going to be easy, as people might think.
No, well, people underestimate how important it is when a team has no pressure on it whatsoever. And Belper obviously aren't going to have any for this last six games of the season. They've got nothing to lose, and those players they'll be looking for possibly looking for new clubs. Some of them for next season, they're going to want to perform. So still plenty of motivation for them. I'm sure that the management is still motivated and the fans, but it's it's adding to nothing for them for the rest of the season. So it might be some unusual scorelines going in. I have to say, I've been seeing Belp earlier in the season. They aren't an easy team to play.
No, absolutely not.
They've got some useful players. They're hard work to play against.
Blyth Spartans are hosting Hales Owen Town, and Rob Lloyd's been in touch to say a ludicrous long trip for the Yelts to Blyth on Saturday. Thanks for that on a bank holiday weekend, where our form of late has been dreadful. Would be delighted with a point on Saturday and then 3 points on Monday in the number 9 derby. I believe that's a bush route in the West Midlands. It's not a ludicrous. There's longer aways. I mean, Kings Lynn had to go to Workington the other week, and I think two people went for that away. But Blyth Spartans, Teagot is of the opinion that Blyth Spartans have now blown it when it comes to the playoffs. What do you think?
Oh, I still think they've got a slim chance. They've got the quality there. It's just whether they can perform in all these games that are coming up in a short space of time. I do think, actually, that the top five will remain as it is. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily in the exact same order, but, yeah, I think the top five is the top five now. Blyth are a good side. As far as their long trips go, well, it's not midweek. I've been done with the times on a Monday night. That's great fun. And the number 9 derby, Headstone and Stourbridge. It's always a well attended game. I think it's around 1600 people.
I've heard it's a cracking. I've heard it's a cracking bus route. So it's easy to get to either ground. Anyway,
fantastic. Press the button.
But make sure you have the correct fare. Buxton are hosting Marine on Saturday, and Mark Joyce has been in touch. We were saying last week that Mark Joyce's emails have been getting really dark. Obviously, there was a good result for Buxton last weekend against Workington, and Mark Joyce reflects that. After the battling win up at Workington, I've come a bit from the dark side. Not all, though. We need to transfer this away form at home, the Marine, who have a good record at the Silverlands. Then the big one down the A6 for some. He's used a little, like, Elvis quiff thing. Hope you all lose above. Up the books. That's not very nice. Anyway, from a Marine perspective, Michael J. Holland, welcome. Away at Buxton on Saturday with Marine, a massive game for us. Now, we've been covering this now for the last month or so. Marine have turned it around and are now starting to scare people.
Yes. I'm scared. Yeah, I'll certainly be supporting the books on Saturday. They've got a poor home record of Buxton of late. They really have. I don't know the exact stats on it, but they've been struggling at the Silverlands. So you mentioned Marine's a good record there. That could be a quote-unquote upset there. I think Marine there have every chance.
Curzon Ashton are hosting Nantwich Town on Saturday. Oliver Newell has been in touch today at home to Nantwich in a big game for Curzon. Then one of the longest trips of the season, all the way to the Tameside Stadium to face FC United away from home. So strangely, we can cover this bit now. Strangely, on Monday's bank holiday match between FC United and Curzon, listen to the order I did that in, by the way. Curzon are the away team and are going to be treated as such. Isn't that odd?
It is, isn't it? It must be weird, like being made to use the spare room in your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bizarre system indeed. Anyway. Well, they won't mention the parking or anything there.
No.
Anyway,
Curzon Nantwich.
Curzon Nantwich, yeah. Well, as in all games where I want one team to win, they won't. Curzon, great chance at home. Seen them recently at the Tameside Stadium, terrific team. FC did on Wednesday night, buried Whitby before half-time with some great attacking play. Lots of good movement going forward. Some really good players there. Like now Cummins leading the line there. Very, very strong side, Curzon. So you would think that they would win that.
Also, a tricky game for Ilkeston on Saturday. Frickley Athletic against Ilkeston. What do we think? Because Frickley, we've said for a while, rely on Gavin Allett. Gavin Allett scores 3 goals this past week, a hat trick in one of the matches. As long as they've got him, there's always a chance, isn't there, for Frickley?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, following the same ruling, expecting upset, but I quite like Frickley to lose from personal personal interest. No kind of problem at all, strictly. But yeah, and Ilkeston, of course, the news coming out that they won't be renewing Kevin Wilson's contract next season. They'll manage it. Unbelievable decision for some. I don't know whether it surely hasn't been taken in, on the strength of results on the field, but Silkeston have been terrific this campaign.
It's going to be a weird one because there's still a chance that they could win the league, and there's certainly a chance that they're going to get promoted if the playoffs, if they do finish second, they've got home advantage for both those matches in the playoffs. It's going to be odd, isn't it, if he does get promoted and then he's not renewed.
Very, very odd, yeah. A new manager coming in the Conference North. Yeah, I mean, the playoff... I mean, we've had some debate, haven't we, on the Facebook group about the should we have playoffs? And ironically, if it was the top two to go up, it would be a hell of a race for what looks like a second spot. All sorts of sides in there.
We mentioned the number nine derby earlier. The East Lancashire Railway Derby is also taking place. Ramsbottom United are hosting FC United in a game which, please do check the official websites of both clubs before setting off, because Ramsbottom's match against Trafford was postponed midweek for waterlogged pitch. We're not going to discuss the politics. I don't think that would be right. But this one is finally poised.
Yeah, I was going to say, after your delay, I thought you were going to describe it as a boom, bang, a bang fixture. Will the Rammy Rattler be involved in this one? I believe
400 tickets have been sold for a chartered train to reminisce the last time we did this kind of thing. And the East Lancashire Railway have been very good. It's a packed train, so hopefully the match will be going ahead. But we'll see.
And I'm insanely jealous. I'm insanely jealous. I would love to be on that. I'm a bit of a train geek.
Yes.
I hold my hands up. I love football and I like the odd train. So that would be a perfect day for me.
But
I'm jealous of those people.
Just to counter a point that was made on the NPL Facebook group, FC United have not bought a steam train. That is not what's happened, just to say. Skelmersdale United.
You've got too much money.
You've got too much money. You've
thrown it at trains.
Blimey, what's next? The Orient Express. Right, so Skelmersdale United are hosting Rushall Olympic on Saturday. Skelmersdale United dropping out a bit now, I think.
It's a shame for them, really. It's just like watching a sort of slow motion car crash, isn't it? I think for Skelm fans over the last few weeks, they know what's going to happen. You know, like even when they were top, I think they were still looking around going, well, this isn't going to last. This isn't going to last. And I think that's the case anyway. And it's a shame because there's some good people at Skelm United and some good fans. It's going to be a mirror image of last season.
Let's put some perspective on this. Two seasons out of Division 1 North now, and they've given a good account of themselves in both seasons. So
yeah, if you could offer them it, I think, hypothetically, a few years.
And
fair play to them. It's a shame that they haven't quite made it again, but I'm sure they'll be back next year.
Ashton United are still in the mix, as are Stamford, but in a different mix. Stamford are hosting Ashton United on Saturday, and Stampy's been in touch to say another home defeat for Stamford. That's cheery.
Obviously, again, almost starting to hope that home jinx is a... alleviated just so that it's not inevitably Whitby that gets the first defeat there as an away team. Oh, it's always like, it was Durham last time and now it's that. Oh, goodness me. But yeah, despite the newness of Stamford's ground and its possible soccer arena appearance, I'm looking forward to it. It's somewhere different, and also if you've been to the old ground, you do definitely look forward to the new one. the game going on. A fighting draw, yes.
Not a result Ashton United need, though, a fighting draw. They need the win, I would imagine, because it's starting to get really... What's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say squeaky bum time. What did we say before Fergie said squeaky bum time? To the wire. A bit nervy. And all the points matter. And certainly, certainly Workington have a tricky match on Saturday. They've got Stourbridge away, and Richard Clark's been in touch to say, think Stour will do well to get anything out of Workington, but then it's the Black Country Derby on Monday between the two teams with one win in about 24 games between them. Promises to be, well, not exactly a cracker if current form is any guide. To be fair, Richard, I'm just excited about all of you sharing the journey together on the number 9 bus. But Workington need that win, don't they, on Saturday?
Yeah, indeed they will. I mean, Workington are a good side, actually. We played them beginning of January. I saw them and the local media infusing about the football they were playing. I didn't think they played great football, but I did think they had two very, very good strikers. Lots of movement there. Like it's Anderson and Timon who lead the line there. Yeah, very, very good strike. Like Bauer, have good strikers, good frontmen. They like to get up to them early, and you can see why. And when the playoffs come around, I really do mean it. Cannot call that at all.
No,
there's so much opportunity for teams in there. It really could be anybody's.
Trafford are hosting Kingsland Town. Trafford not mathematically relegated yet, but not far off now. They have got a number of games in hand, but Kingsland Town are coming to town on Saturday, and Liam Rusling has been in touch to say, 3-1 Kingsland. Thank you for your correspondence, as always, Liam. So,
short and to the point,
anything to add about that game?
I think Kingsland, a little bit like I mentioned Grantham earlier on, and maybe it was a little bit too gloomy there, so I'm sure Grantham will be fine.
Oh, they'll be fine.
Kingsland are still in that sort of troop of teams that aren't quite sure about how the season's going to end. They could easily be drawn in there, so it'll be an interesting one.
And thanks to the magic of the alphabet, we've saved the best till last. Witton Albion against Whitby Town. If this match took place about 4 weeks ago, I'd say it was a proper six-pointer. However, are you both all right now? Do you reckon?
No, we're not. No, it is a proper six-pointer, Ben. It's a boom, bang, a bang. God damn it. Yes. It's a big game in Chessie. Yeah, no, honestly, really, there is a lot of negativity around Whitby at the moment. I promise you that. And it's not just about that April Fool with the golf shirts, which I thought was absolute classic.
Hey, the Manchester Evening News fell for it. They reported it as fact in the paper today. Damn you, Whitby, making us sell out our principles.
How dare you? How dare you? Yeah, it is absolutely rude.
So lastly, you still think 50 points is the mark, or do you reckon you need 52, 53, 54 now?
Oh, a couple of wins would be nice. A couple of wins over Easter, preferably, so my heart rate can return to normal during games. Really not good memories of Witten. I think I've seen Whitby win there once. Not a great record against them at all. And a very tricky game. We're going to them not in the best hat. Without Stephen Smith, my namesake, no relation, unless he scores. He's suspended. He's finishing his ban on Saturday. So we tend to miss him as well as we did on Wednesday. Just a point between teams. Yeah, we're still a little bit nervy. There's only 4 points between fourth bottom and Whitby in 17th. Yes, it is a six-pointer. It is a boom, bang, a bang.
Right, and just before you go, bank holiday Monday fixtures. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but I'm just going to read them out. Aston United are hosting Ramsbottom. FC United are playing Curzon Ashton in what possibly is game of the day. Grantham against Stamford. Hales Owen Town against Stourbridge in the number 9 bus derby. Ilkeston are hosting Belper Town. Kingsland Town against Barwell. Marine against Skelmersdale United. That's going to be quite tasty, I think. Matlock Town against Buxton. Wow, that's a... Who missed that derby out? Matlock Town against Buxton. Oh, they despise each other. Nantwich Town are hosting Witton Albion. Rushall playing Trafford. Whitby Town are hosting Frickley Athletic. And Workington are playing Blyth Spartans in a match which some people in Workington are calling a derby for some reason. Anyway, so, Andrew, would you like to give a plug to Whitby Town Radio before you go?
I'd be delighted, Ben. Yeah, whitby-town.com and have a look on the website. There, there's links at the top left, the top right, and down the menu on the left as well, where I'll be providing some commentary of sorts. Don't know whether it will be a monologue or whether I'll be able to tempt somebody in to join me in what could be a very, very mournful 90 minutes if Wednesday's anything to go by. But there I'm assuming the worst.
Get Andrew Simpson in with you.
Oh, yeah, I will actually. I've never met him, actually.
He's he's a good lad.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm not sure whether our listeners would take well to such a split commentary. Yeah, they do like overwhelming Yorkshire bias, I have to say. They might struggle for a bit of neutrality.
Fair enough. Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, thanks for joining us on Evo Stick Extra this week.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Ben. Yeah, thanks very much for that.
And now for your correspondence. Lloyd Berry's been in touch to say, as long as I don't come out with frostbite on Saturday away to Padiham with Warrington, I'll be happy. I'll be happy for you too, Lloyd. I'm sure our listeners are happy for you too, if you stay warm. Richard Jarvis has been in touch to say, always a tough game, Carlton away. Hopefully this week's rain has softened the home team's always bobbly pitch, and the Moatmen can come home with another 3 points. Hashtag for Sir Gressley. Again, Richard, love the hashtag. Laura Flint from Salford has been in touch to say, we're at home to Spennymoor this week and it's going to be a massive test. Well, I hope you all pass. Andrew Huff, Cables are at home to Scarborough. Hopefully a bit warmer than last time, but the same result. And hopefully a bit drier, Andrew. Billy Evans has been in touch to say, we've got Darlow away Saturday with virtually a different team than we started with. With losing some quality players along the way not helped our cause. Going to be a hard one for Drolsden. Hopefully get something out of it though. Jonathan Wood, from a Scarborough perspective, has been in touch to say, Prescott away and a battling 2-1 win against a team battling for their lives, followed by Darlington at home. And we always lose that game, so the result is obvious. You never know, Jonathan, you might just win. And Andrew Huff, has been in touch to say, Warrington away on Monday, usually play well there, but somehow lose. And Andrew Huff is a Prescott Cables fan. And lastly from me, Prong365 on Twitter has been in touch to say, I would have thought the MPL show were going to mention our 6th straight win, 14 new signings and 3 World Cup players. Obviously not. Hashtag Manchester Football Show. So Prong365, consider all those for Leek Town mentioned on this hashtag Salford Football Show, please. And that, dear listener, concludes this week's wall of correspondence. Tune in next week for another wall filled with your beautiful correspondence. Back over to you, Ben. So that is the end of this week's Evo Stick Extra. My thanks to this week's guests, Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, and of course, James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group. And of course, thank you to you, dear listener, for all your correspondence and of course, your ears. Remember, you can get in touch with this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. Next week, there will be no Evo Stick Extra. Instead, you can join us at the Magnet on Wednesday at 7 o'clock in Stockport for an all-new, brand-new edition of the proper full-month Evo Stick NPL show. That's right. 7 o'clock at the Magnet on Wednesday evening. Anyway, enough of that. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this Easter to enjoy your Evo Stick NPL football, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.